News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A lot of the attention this morning and all week focused on events north of the border. More really disturbing scenes last night, Ciara. Look, one thing has really struck me watching this coverage. And look, I would regard myself as a nationalist. I would love one day to see a united Ireland. But what strikes me, and listening particularly to people from the loyalist community, getting incredibly exercised about a whole range of issues, and I know it's not, you can't put it down to this, but if they are so exercised about passports for cattle coming from from Britain into Ireland, what are they going to make about the idea of a border poll? And to me, it suggests that we are nowhere near where we need to be to start talking about a border poll. I would love to see a border poll at some point, but I think we are so far off that because we need to bring loyalists, the unionist committee with us.
Do you think even calling for one is a problem?
I at the moment, I think it probably is. I just don't think they're in that place, and I think we are in that space, and I think there's a huge amount of work to bring them into that space, and I think we are... Unfortunately, we are a long way off.
Yeah,
that.
I think you're right. I think peace is fragile. I think violence can be sparked and can become endemic, sadly, in communities. And I also think sectarianism is a rot and a scourge in any community. I think Brexit has inflamed most of this. I think that is the problem. I think the EU had missteps too. I mean, threats to trigger Article 16, etc. Both Westminster and the EU and Brussels, in my view, look at Northern Ireland like a territorial issue. I think Dublin is probably one place that looks at it a little bit differently. We see it as an extension of ourselves. And I think that may be the difference. But I agree with you that the loyalist and the unionist community is not ready to be pushed any further at the moment. And in fact, what we really need to do is protect peace there. Let the embers that are simmering there of sectarianism die down again. And do what we can to bring people with us. But let us know what you think. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Is it too soon for a border poll? Or do you think that the time is now, that Brexit has accelerated and I suppose escalated the need for one?
OK, let's talk to the Sinn Féin leader now, Mary Lou MacDonald. Mary Lou, we'll come back to the border poll because I know it's something you'll want to talk about and you'll disagree with the point I'm sure that I was making. But let's just talk first of all about some of the shocking scenes we saw. How do we bring an end to the violence we've seen on the streets of the north in recent days?
Well, good morning, Shane. And, morning. And you're right to describe the scenes as shocking and shockingly depressing, I'm sure, for everybody watching as things unfolded over the last week or more. The violence has been orchestrated. It began as unrest in loyalist and unionist neighbourhoods. And then over the last two nights, it has been very deliberately focused down at what are called interface or peace lines in Belfast in particular. These are the points of most sensitivity and most vulnerability. And things got particularly out of hand on Wednesday night. Last night was ugly as well. And all of these scenes are to be condemned. And let me do that at the outset.
Yeah.
And the police, the PSNI, have a job now to keep people safe, to ensure that people living in vulnerable communities can feel a level of reassurance that they won't be harmed, that their homes won't be damaged. And I think at this point, Shane, the main thing that needs to happen now is that those who are orchestrating this violence within loyalism have to be called out. They are planning protests for the weekend. Those protests should not go ahead, and that call needs to be very clearly articulated that those are cancelled, and it needs to come from unionism. Let me just give you one spark, though, of positivity, particularly around last night on the Springfield Road. I think your listeners should know that many, many people, community leaders and workers and people in the community more generally, were out on the streets. Many of my colleagues were out, notably Paul Maskey, the MP for the area, calming the situation, removing barricades and encouraging kids who had gathered to go home.
OK. All right.
So just so as people
when you say unionist leadership, when you say unionist leadership, are you talking about on the ground in these areas? Are you talking about Arlene Foster?
I'm talking about all of it. I'm talking about all of it. Obviously, Arlene Foster not so long ago met with the Loyalist Community Council, which is like an umbrella group for all sorts of organisations that frankly at this stage should be disbanded. But however, there obviously is a line of communication and a conversation ongoing there. It's absolutely essential that all who represent and who lead loyalism and unionism call a halt now to what is orchestrated and planned.
I don't know if you watched Primetime last night, but Conor McMorrow had a really interesting report from Loyalist Heartlands, and every one of the people he spoke to from the Loyalist community mentioned the Bobby Storey funeral. That has been an absolute disaster, hasn't it? And the failure, and I know that's nothing you had any control over, but the PSNI's decision, or the Public Prosecutor Service's decision not to prosecute anyone. But that funeral of Bobby Storey, and the clear breach of the spirit, certainly.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Mary Lou? Sorry, hello?
Hello.
Hi, Mary Lou. Can you hear me? I can hear you perfectly.
I can hear you. You went dead there for a moment.
Sorry. The question I was... Yeah. I don't know if you heard the question, but basically every member of the Loyalist...
I heard that piece. Yeah.
They all referenced Bobby Storey's funeral and the breach of the COVID regulations. That was a disastrous mistake, wasn't it?
Well, look... The breach or suspected or alleged breach of COVID regulations is one thing, and the PSNI and the public prosecutor do their job, Shane, and all of the rest of us need to leave them off to do that. But there is no pretext or excuse for this violence. And the reality is that those within loyalism have been an element, not all, an element have been stoking up tension for a very long time now, a lot of it around the protocol, or the fallout from Brexit, which, by the way, ironically, unionism was one of the great cheerleaders.
Undoubtedly, but you gave them a stick to beat you with. There is no question about that.
Well, I think that stick has been well and truly used, and that drum has been well and truly beaten for now almost a year. I mean, that's what, 9-10 months ago at this stage. The facts are that... politics now has changed. Brexit has opened up a whole wide conversation, not just around the North, but in relation to Scotland too.
Yeah.
Unionism has walked itself into a cul-de-sac, and what it now needs to do is to assert leadership for itself and for the community.
Okay, let's talk about that future, because we touched on this at the start of the hour, and you may have heard us talking about the idea of a border poll. Isn't the idea of a border poll an early border poll? When you look at events in the North and you look at the feelings in the Loyalist community, we are years away from that point, aren't we?
Do you know, Shane, that the peace walls that we're talking about all across the North, particularly in Belfast, many of them are in place since the 1920s? Like, we have an ongoing issue. I heard Ciara refer to the scourge of sectarianism, and that is still there. We still are dealing with division. We have now the infrastructure to actually deal with those things. Politics has to work. Power sharing has to
agreed,
work.
Agreed. But can you have a border poll when Belfast is burning?
And Shane, we have to talk about the future, because what history has demonstrated to us time and again is that not talking about things or pushing things to one side or not having the political courage and imagination and skill to actually deal with difficult situations and to definitively deal with the things that divide us and talk about a shared and common future and a united future does not bring a dividend to us.
No, I accept that. I accept that. But what if you, as leader of Sinn Féin, said? What if you, as leader of Sinn Féin, said, we need to talk about it in Ireland? I make no apologies for talking about it in Ireland. We want to bring the Unionist Unionist community with us. I know you have said that. But, you know, we're willing to take a long-term view on this. We're willing to say, you know, no border polls for the foreseeable future for 5 to 10 years to allow us to have those conversations.
Well, my primary message, and I've articulated it many times on your show, but perhaps you haven't heard me, so I'm happy to articulate it again. My primary concern is that we prepare for change now. The worst thing that can happen to us is that we would walk ourselves into disorderly constitutional change. What I want is orderly, planned, democratic constitutional transition and change. And we can achieve that. And you're not going to, convince unionism not to be unionist. They will argue for the union. That's their political stance. And that's fine. That's 100%. But that cannot be used as an excuse not to plan in a time when change is all around us.
Do you understand when you talk about prepare for change, maybe people in the loyalist community feel threatened by that?
Well, no, I don't. And I think you need to remember that what you were seeing played out on the streets is inspired and driven by a minority of people within the wider community. And there are those in the North who describe themselves as unionist, as loyalist, as nationalist, as Republican, as other. It's a big mixed pot. There isn't one, predominant and dominating view or culture. And by the way, Shane, everybody needs to be taken account of. Everybody's view has to be weighed and measured. And we need to now, in these times, we need to do everything that we can to lead from the front to stop the disorder and violence on the streets. And we can do that. But we also have to talk about the future. And nobody can have a veto on that or bully us off that ground. That would be entirely wrong and absolutely counterproductive.
We will leave it there. Sinn Féin President Mary Lou McDonald, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.